Hi guys, we're getting ready to start the radio show. And I hope you tune in because I have a feeling it's going to be awesome.
You have a feeling? It's going to be awesome.
And I hope you're all doing great. It's a beautiful sunny day. Life couldn't be better without God in it.
Hello guys, it's going to be an amazing show. The guest is all the way calling from Switzerland. So it's going to be fun.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just behave. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
Wow, amazing.
Always. Thank Still,
you. So I'm deleting far. That amazing part from the, you know.
Thank
and then
God.
You show up. Okay, thank you.
Our show is available live on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisacure.com, as well as social media, and just recently discovered the show is also being viewed and listened all over the world.
Now in Switzerland, they tell me. Maybe.
We are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite in 35 radio stations among 11 states and soon after the show on any podcast player, as well as next Sunday on Sirius XM, channel 131, the Family Talk channel. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that they're not alone, as well as experts and inspirational speakers that can help. In this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. I do believe we all suffer somehow, but with the help of God, we can be a source of healing for each other. For me, God was the only cure, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life is challenging, but know there's always hope when someone cares. At least God does. The song played earlier was Just Be Held by Casting Crowns. And this is my take from the part I played. We often have to hold it all together and be strong for the sake of others, so much that we overlook how strong we need it to be ourselves when life hits us hard. There will be times when even the strongest among us will fall to our knees, no matter how hard we were holding on. It's when our prayers seem unanswered and our world is falling apart that we lose the hope and strength seems gone. When we surrender our lives to God, we realize we're not alone. There is so much more to life, for God is on the throne. Let yourself be held. Give it all to God. Break free the chains and let it go. Challenges is what forms our character and helps us grow. Life would be pointless otherwise, if not for God. Who am I? I wouldn't know. Today's special guest, Andrea DiMeglio, will guide us through the supernatural. Andrea was born into a volatile situation with an abusive father who threatened to kill Andrea's mother on multiple occasions. After he and his mother fled to try to start a new life, they were introduced to Jesus by a neighbor. His mother was radically changed after a supernatural intervention with God, with Jesus. And eventually, Andrea also responded to the promptings from God as well. And now shares amazing stories of how God is working. He is the executive producer of Christ in You, a documentary movie showing life-changing encounters with the love of God. And trust me, I've seen some of this. It's difficult not to have tears in your eyes. Andrea DiMeglio is part of the pastoral staff within his local church, Vineyard Bern, Switzerland, where he has been honored to serve since August 2012. He leads, coordinates, and oversees several ministries related to the supernatural. He is passionate and works tirelessly to equip the body of Christ for a supernatural lifestyle all over the world. He is an author, filmmaker, leader, and missionary revivalist. Andrea, welcome to The Cure. You are now live.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me. It's my great, great privilege. I love what God is doing in your ministry and through your life. So thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's actually my honor. I think it's amazing that the guests that we have. Andrea, God speaks to us in different ways. Sometimes we hear gentle whispering, Him gently whispering to us. 1 Kings 19:12. Sometimes it's a louder voice directing our circumstances. This is the way you should go. Isaiah 30:21. We also hear God as we read His word, which is alive and powerful. Hebrews 4:12. So if we know God speaks to us, how is it that some of us find it difficult to hear from Him? What's missing?
You know, that's a very good question. I think the main reason people don't believe that God can actually talk to them is the religious mindset they are living under. So they are growing up in a church or in an environment that doesn't really teach them that the Father is firstly still speaking to His children, and that secondly, it's supposed to be very natural for us children to hear the voice of the Father. You know, you keep hearing that the Lord wants to have a relationship with us, but what kind of a relationship would it be if we cannot communicate with the Lord? And I'm not just saying that we are the only ones communicating with Him, which is prayer most of the time. So basically, all the Christians believe in prayer. We all believe in us talking to God, but then it's still a big part of the church or many people who believe in God who don't really expect the Lord to speak that. So how weird of a relationship would it be for you to have with your friends when you would only talk to them, not expecting for them to talk back to you? And I really think that, you know, hearing the voice of the Lord is supposed to be just a very natural thing for us. It's a relationship with Him, which means we speak to Him, He speaks to us. But it's actually a training that we can go through in order to become more sensitive, to hear His voice, to recognize His voice, and to respond to it. You know, Jesus said that His sheep will hear His voice. He didn't say, you know, there are some special people, prophetic people, or very gifted people who will only hear His voice. His sheep, everyone who follows the Lord, will actually hear the voice of the Father. And sometimes in the church, hearing the voice is, you know, related to the gift of prophecy. And then there are many people who think that prophecy is a special gift set apart for special people, again, you know, that have a special calling on their life. But if you actually read the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul is actually encouraging the whole church to pursue spiritual gifts, and he goes on and he says, especially that you might prophesy. So prophecy, hearing the voice of God, is something that's available for every single person. And it, you know, it's just a matter of us believing that and going after the gift, not only going after the gift, but going after the Father's heart. Because the more you will, you know, understand His heart, then you will start to know His mind, and then it will become very natural how He's talking to you. And as you said, there are so many different ways how the Lord is speaking to his people. Sometimes it's just a thought. It could be a picture, a very deep impression. You know, even through dreams, the Lord can speak. He can speak through an audible voice, through circumstances. And I don't think there are any limits on how the Lord is speaking to us. But I think the first step in order to hear his voice is to actually expect that he's talking and to believe that he really does.
Wow, that's so powerful. I mean, some of us don't really know if it's us or if it's God, but there's one thing I do know for sure. When I'm giving someone advice or I tell them something smart that I'm learning for the first time myself and I need to practice myself also, I know that's God. But
yes.
How did you start hearing from the Holy Spirit? How did you first discover this a possibility?
So when I was a very young boy, before we became Christians, my mom, she was very much involved in witchcraft, occultism, and New Age. So me being a young boy, this really opened up the spiritual world to me. So, you know, I had a lot of very bad and weird spiritual experiences being a younger child. So I grew up in an environment where it was natural to hear, you know, voices outside of the world, you know, because there was a big connection between my mom and the spiritual world, and somehow I was able to experience that as well, even though I never really wanted to. So I, you know, just even in school, I started to know things I wasn't supposed to know. Sometimes I would feel like certain things are going to happen in the future. One time I remember I had a dream that a mother of a classmate is about to get cancer and will die from that. And I shared that dream with my mom and with someone else, with one of my best friends back then. And I was shocked when just a couple weeks later...
Wow, well, let's definitely continue this after this break because you have amazing testimony to tell. We will continue talking with Andrew D'Amelio, who's sharing about his healing prophecy and listening to God's voice.
Stay with us.
In just a few moments.
We would love to hear from you. Call us, 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH.
With Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am.
Now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabo, and thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure, with Amy Cabo, or later as a podcast, wherever podcasts are.
The song that just played was I Am Yours by Casting Crowns.
Today is a Casting Crowns day. It's okay.
Who am I in the greater plan of things? For this world has so much to offer, so great and vast, and I am but just one of many falling short of God's great glory, yet we're loved by him despite of what we have done. It's all because of what Jesus has done for us, and it didn't matter who I was. What is important is who he is and what he wants us to become. Perfect in his mercy, amidst our weakness, ever steady, never changing, always with us and providing what is needed. He is the steady ship that sails the stormy waters, will always catch us when we're falling, will forever be unwavering, and will always hear our calling. Change begins with us when we realize where we belong. It's united with God that we are truly carrying on. We're talking with Andrea DiMeglio about the healing power of God. And just before break, Andrea, you were talking about how you came to hear the Holy Spirit, how you came to know Christ. And I understand that you came from a dysfunctional family, as did I, but you had an added thing, witchcraft, and your mother almost getting murdered by your father after many threats, where you guys have to flee. Can you tell us about that?
When I was about 3.5 years old, my dad lived with my mom and me, obviously here in Switzerland, and there was a longer period of time where he didn't go to work. You know, he was then using drugs, and he was struggling with a lot of aggression, you know, threatening to kill me or threatening to kill my mom. And there came this particular night where my mom, she was just, you know, hopeless, helpless, and she prayed to the universe or to God, or she didn't know what she was praying to, but she said, if you are really alive up there, make sure my husband is going to work tomorrow morning so I can actually take my boy and flee in order to find safety somewhere. And surprisingly, the next morning she woke up and realized that after a long period of time, her husband went back to work. And I actually still do remember that night, even though I was just 3.5 years old, because my mom, she was such in a rush, and it was very early in the morning, it was still dark. And I remember asking my mom, what is happening? What are we going to do? So we slept to this home shelter where only women were allowed to be in there in order to find safety, and that's how my parents, you know, went through the divorce. So that's been a long time, but thankfully, through the grace of God, I've been able to receive a lot of inner healing and wounds, you know, me not having a biological father growing up.
And your mother was involved in witchcraft for some time. That must have been difficult for you. How were you able to tell the difference between the things that you were seeing or listening from the witchcraft and what came from the Holy Spirit?
Did you know the Holy Spirit at the time?
What was that pivotal point? Because I know that your mother had a life-changing experience as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, growing up, we never really heard of Jesus at all. I knew there were supernatural things going on due to the spiritual experiences I had, mostly bad ones. But I remember when I was about 8 years old, I was thinking to myself, hey, if you only see the bad all the time, there must still be the good somewhere. And I think having that thought or that revelation released something. And from that point on, I didn't only experience, you know, the bad things, but somehow the good things as well. I would know things ahead I wasn't supposed to know. And I started to share the story earlier on how I had a dream about my mother's classmate getting cancer who would die later on. And I told my mom that dream and one of my best friends. And a couple of weeks later, this person was diagnosed with cancer and unfortunately died as well. And there were many other, you know, circumstances or situations where I would just have supernatural revelations. It was very confusing to me because when it happened the first couple of times, I just thought, okay, it's maybe something that happens to everyone. But then I realized, no, this is actually not the case.
No.
So we became Christians when I was about 10 years old. And the reason why is I played soccer quite a lot, and my best friend I played soccer with, he was a Christian, so was his whole family. And if we would have games, you know, my mom would sometimes come and watch the game, so would his mom. And then she started to tell my friend's mom, would tell my mom about the Lord, and my friend would tell me about the Lord. And they were living very close to where we were living, so they became good friends. And yeah, I was about 10 or maybe 11 years old when we both decided to give our lives to the Lord around the same time. And I watched my mom, you know, become free within seconds, literally, from all the bad things that she was struggling with and doing. And that, of course, left a really big impact on my life, seeing the power of God hit my mom's life in such a dramatic way. And it still took quite a long, you know, it was still a journey, and it still is, obviously, hearing the voice of the Lord. But I would say, if you have thoughts coming into your mind that you know you have not initiated, and if it's hopeful thoughts, encouraging thoughts for yourself, or that you are supposed to give to others, it might be a good indication that the Lord is speaking to you. Because, from my understanding, this is also what prophecy is, or the voice of God, you know, is supposed to be encouraging to building up or to draw people closer to the heart of God.
Well, here's the thing. There's so many things we do not know. I was just watching one of your documentaries, and I did not... Well, I just recently... I feel a little ignorant, but I just recently discovered we can heal others when Christ works through us. And I saw that firsthand on your documentaries, how... I mean, it's extremely touching to see someone who feels like...
What are they called? Christ in you?
Yes, who feels like they've given up on God, that God doesn't love them anymore, who has lost complete hope, and to see peace and just restored, and the amazing change in our life. And one very interesting thing one of your guests says is, you know, one of the reasons why this woman had given up on God is because so many bad things kept happening. And so many bad things happened. And he said, well, you know what? The devil's not interested in something that's not going to be important to God, or something that's not going to have an important role. Of course, the person who might be important, the devil's going to bother a lot. They're going to have a difficult life. So maybe it's not so bad, suffering. Maybe it's not so bad, challenges. It just means you're doing something right. Or you're going to do something right. So, Andrea, are you seeing, because you go around the world helping others, are you seeing that people are becoming more and more committed to hearing from the Holy Spirit and acting on their spiritual gifts?
When we come back after the break.
I guess we'll talk about that when we return.
Please call us. We would like to hear your story about redeeming or hearing God. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. God's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. God's not done with you, even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. You.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in.
All shows are available also as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell where podcasts are.
The song that just played was God's Not Done With You by Tauren Wells.
Oh, I thought it's the other group. What happened here?
The biggest lies one can believe is that we're forgotten by God. Grace brought us into this world with great reason and great care. We will experience hardship, heartbreaks, wounds, and scars, making us believe we weren't meant to make it through. But I'm living proof God's never done with you. Even when we're lost, there's no need to hide or run. Sometimes when it seems hopeless, it's really only just begun. Because with us, God is never done. We're talking to Andrea DiMeglio, who is sharing his testimony of God's incredible power. Andrea, so when we last spoke, I was going to ask you, from your travels and your experience, do you see Christianity on the rise or on the decline?
I really believe there is something very beautiful going on in the body of Christ. Let me tell you this, just here in Switzerland, when I started to preach the gospel, or to when I started to equip the body of Christ, you know, about healing, prophecy, or the spiritual gifts, that was 12 years ago when I was 18 years old, I received a lot of criticism from churches or from leaders, you know, telling me, what do you think who you are? You know, the spiritual gifts are reserved for only special people and so on. And now, 12 years later, I haven't been in a church for years that would criticize me, telling them that every believer is called to live a supernatural lifestyle. In a matter of fact, many churches who criticized me, or many leaders of the churches I was in who criticized me, are now pursuing the spiritual gifts themselves. They would have conferences, you know, healing evenings and prophecy evenings, and they would keep inviting me, not only me, but some other people as well, back to their churches that would equip them. So for years, I haven't heard any criticism that God would not use all believers in order to be in the supernatural ministry. And this is really something I'm not only seeing here in Switzerland, but all over the world, the Lord is leading me to minister to. There's a beautiful and pretty big church in Brazil I have been to several times. It's a Baptist church. I think they have something over 10,000 members. And when I went there, I was the first guy invited there who would actually teach others, you know, the congregation, how they can move in signs and wonders, miracle, healing, prophecy. And now the whole church is pursuing the gifts, and they are just seeing a rise within their whole city and more people coming to the Lord and their whole congregation getting on fire for Jesus. So I believe it's very important, you know, to understand that I like the term everyone or everybody gets to play. We all actually get to do the stuff that Jesus did, you know, because he said that we will do the same works that he did, and even greater works will be done. And he also sent out his disciples in Matthew chapter 10 to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, and to cast out demons. And then he, you know, told his disciples to do the same thing, and I believe it's a command that we all have right now as well, to move in the gifts of the Spirit and to release the kingdom of God at anywhere, anytime, so we can bring, you know, more people into the beautiful family of God.
Well, you know what? I think you speak the truth, and I'm glad I work for the Truth Network for that. Because I did see in your movies, in your documentary, how you were prophesizing, speaking to the people about things they hadn't told you about. And they were surprised to see that you knew, and that gave them more faith in order to believe what you were saying. It's amazing how God gives us gifts. I mean, we can all speak to him and hear from him, and there's so many things we are not even aware of, if only we allow ourselves to be used by God. I mean, I didn't know I could be a radio host. I never saw this coming. I went to school for nursing. So God has a sense of humor. What can I say? So how did you become a producer and to write this film? And I mean, because it is amazing. Films like this need to be seen. What gave you the idea?
That's a good question, Amy. You know, I never learned filming, or I didn't have any media background at all. I was a minister. The only thing I was doing was to preach, to itinerant ministry all over the places. And I was actually in the Philippines in 2014 with a good friend of mine. And we were doing, you know, conferences, events, and so on. And then a friend of mine, she said when we had an afternoon off that she had a connection to a high criminal prison. And she asked us whether or not we want to go there. And we said, yeah, of course, you know, we have a free afternoon. Let's go there and see what the Lord is going to do. So we went in there, and we were able to, I think it was about 120 inmates in there. And they all released them into one big room, and we were in the same room as well. So it was a little bit scary, you know, these were murders and just tough guys. But as we were sharing the gospel, we could just see in their eyes how the fire was being stirred up. And many of them actually became Christians, and we would teach them how they can pray for healing for each other. And as they did, amazing signs and wonders were happening. You know, a deaf ear was opening up. A guy who was more than 50% blind on one eye, he was healed, and they started to weep, to hug each other. And it was just a beautiful thing. It was after that experience that my friend, Tay Andrea, we need to make a film that shows the world how God is using ordinary people for the extraordinary, the ordinary people for the supernatural. And it sounded really good, but I told him, I'm not so sure. We don't really have the resources, money, or a lot of time in order to produce such a film. And then a couple days later, where my friend was literally on the way to the airport in order to fly back to Switzerland, and I was in Asia a week longer, it was right before a meeting I was supposed to lead that a woman whom I've never met approached me, and she said, I prayed for you this morning, and the Lord spoke to me very clearly, and he said, you have to make this documentary. And I was shocked. I was shocked because there's no way, you know, she could have known we only spoke in Swiss German to each other when we were alone, and it was just such an amazing confirmation. I never received a word from someone else that I would ever, that I was supposed to do movies. So I really started to take it seriously. And being back in Switzerland, I told my friend Jonas what happened in the Philippines. So we started to organize, put together an amazing team. And we were taking a lot of risk, you know, raising the funds. It cost a lot of money. But as you saw, the Lord really blessed the whole project. And many, many thousands of people all over the world have been impacted by the movie.
And again, what is it called? Christ in You?
Yes.
Yeah, we have two movies so far. The first one is called Christ in You, the movie, and the second one is called Christ in You, the voice.
Okay, nice.
And it's so important that you say you don't have to be special to do special things. God uses all of us in different ways, even the broken ones, even the hurting ones, even the weak ones and the scared ones. God gives us different gifts. And all we have
What's
to
What's my
do,
gift?
Being my wonderful partner.
Oh, there you are. Being a producer. Got it.
All we have to do is let him in.
Will do. So, Andrea, who are some of the people that were featured in the film? How did you decide to select them?
Or just random strangers?
No, there weren't random strangers. So our concept was that we have people actually doing the stuff on the street. And these were good friends I have known for years. And it was important for me to, you know, to kind of know who these people are. Because I didn't want to have people in the film I really don't know close up. So they could abuse the film or use it in order to promote themselves or something like that. But then as well, we have well-known church leaders such as Bill Johnson, Chris Valentin, Heidi Baker, and so on. And it gives a beautiful combination of honoring the amazing church leaders that we have who are full with wisdom and revelation. But then as well, my friends are just absolutely normal people. You know, they are nannies, they are accountants, and they are people like you and me. So we hope that everyone can identify themselves by looking at the film, not having the crazy, anointed, well-known people doing this stuff, but simple people, simply, you know, obeying Jesus, being there for him. And I think it's a beautiful thing that what you said, that the Lord is actually really interested in using broken vessels. You know, he is not looking for golden vessels, he's not looking for silver vessels, but he's looking for broken vessels that would make themselves available for him. And that's what he likes to use the most, I believe. So,
And these are just ordinary people. These are just ordinary people. Mm-hmm. There's no one more grateful to healing than someone who's had a tough life. We will continue talking to
Andrea D'Amelio.
Andrea D'Amelio.
Please call us to share a story of supernatural healing. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
Your spirit is awake.
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, our app The Cure, and on social media. Just look for GodIsTheCure.com or God is The Cure. Later, the show will be available as a podcast as well. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabo. Now, Amy is spelled with an I and a double E, but if you search for The Cure, she'll pop up on any podcast channel and subscribe. And please rate us, especially if you want to...
Rate us.
If you want to.
The song that just played was Changing Me by Casting Crowns.
I knew it's Casting Crowns Day. Told you.
God is so gentle. The Holy Spirit whispers the truth. It muffles out the lies, removing any doubt and fears. He comforts us in times of sorrow, placing joy where there once was tears. His sweet guidance always lights the way, giving us ideas and encouraging us to pray. For everything comes together and all there is to be. Once God becomes your everything, it's the greatest change in life you'll see.
Wow, you see, now you're rhyming more and more every day.
We're talking to Andrea DiManglio about prophecies.
Now, we have a listener calling in. Can we put him real quick?
Sure.
Robin, now you are live on The Cure. You hear us?
Hello, Amy and Boris.
Robbie, such a pleasure.
Yes. Well, you had asked about the supernatural healing, and I was so delighted to hear your guest and him sharing what has happened in his life. And you guys may not know this story about me, but in 1996, I had lymphoma cancer. In fact, it was cutaneous non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that they said was going to be deadly. My sister worked for University of Michigan Hospital at the time. She told me nobody had ever survived that had this particular kind for more than a couple months. And I was, at the time, a car dealer, and so I was back in my office. I was covered in these tumors that were all over my body, but they came through my skin, so I just looked kind of like a freak, so I didn't want anybody to see me. I was back in my office, and a local pastor in Winston-Salem by the name of Richard Little said that he heard God tell him that somebody was there at what the time was Bob Neal Chrysler Plymouth that needed to be healed. And so he showed up at the dealership.
Wow.
And he knew my finance manager because he went to his church. And he said, Joe, is there somebody here that needs a healing? And he said, oh, yeah, my boss is back in his office. He's got lymphoma. He's really, really sick. We're really worried about him. He must be who you're talking about. So amazing. He came back to my office. I'd only been a Christian maybe 2 or 3 years at the time, so I really had no idea what he was doing. I would not say that I had the faith to receive any healing. I actually thought the guy was kind of nuts because he was, you know, pouring oil on my head and laying hands on me, and he was praying. But I received it, and I thanked him very much. And that was on a Friday afternoon. I was supposed to start chemotherapy on Monday. And Monday, when I woke up, I didn't have a single tumor.
Wow.
They were all gone.
And that was confirmed by medical doctors after that.
Right, and the doctor was like, what the world? So they did a biopsy, as you might imagine, Boris.
Yeah.
And the biopsy said that the cancer actually kind of turned on itself and ate itself.
Wow.
And, you know, here I am 24 years later with my good friends Boris and Amy, and I, you know, this man listened to the voice of God, and I will never ever forget that. Obviously, God sent him, but also the man was obedient to what he had heard. And so, I commend and applaud your guest. It's so important that we do that we listen for his voice.
See, Andrew, next time you need to feature Robbie in the next documentary, the third one.
Yeah, what a beautiful story! Praise God, wonderful.
Talk about prophecy. Is this something that just anybody can do? Can anybody prophesize? I mean, I didn't even know psychics were real.
Thank you, Robbie. You're the best.
But
thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
love
Robbie.
Your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robbie. Great, great, wonderful testimony. And I think, yeah, prophecy really is something that's available for everyone, especially, you know, as I mentioned before, when Paul is actually encouraging all believers to pursue spiritual gifts, especially that they might prophesy, he wouldn't encourage us to pursue spiritual gifts or prophecy if it wouldn't be available to all of us. So first, we need to believe it's available. We need to go after the gifts, you know, to be very intentional about it, and also practice, you know, not being afraid of failing. You will make mistakes, probably in the beginning quite a lot, but even that's okay, you know. We are pretty good in giving grace to others sometimes, but we struggle giving grace to ourselves in the process. So I do really encourage people, you know, ask the Lord about other people's hearts, you know, ask them, or ask the Lord, Father, what's the original design you have for people? What did you have in mind when you created them? And maybe you have a thought coming into your mind, or maybe you would have a picture, and just share that picture with that person. It can be a person in the church or even outside of the church. And then receive feedback from them and see, you know, if it makes sense for them. And I think that's the main way I was able to grow in prophecy. But
that's
even
really
more so,
exciting.
You know, prophecy will help you.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're learning things every day.
No.
So what's the best way to fight darkness?
Okay.
We're trying to squeeze everything in.
I'm sorry.
What's the best way to fight darkness?
Let's see.
Darkness, evil, bad stuff, X. You know, what's the
best
way to fight that?
To fight darkness, I think it's, you know, to realize who you are in Christ and to realize who Christ is in you, and then start to shine bright and go to the darkest places. It's pretty hard to fight, you know, to fight the darkness if you keep away from the darkness. If you only are stuck in church, I don't think you will be able to fight darkness in a very practical way. That's why Jesus wants to send us into the darkest places, because he knows our shine will shine the brightest in the places, you know, where that are very, very dark. And I really think that's our mission. And, you know, also to realize that darkness or the negative powers, the devil, basically have already been fought, and they already have lost the war, and they are still battled. And I'm saying that because there are still battles going around, but we don't really fight anymore in order to gain victory. But because the victory has already been gained by Jesus Christ on the cross, we can go into the battle in order from the victory and not to the victory. And I think this will also help people to understand what the power of the Holy Spirit already has done, and that the same power is actually now living in us. That we don't fight in order to win something, but out of the victory we are able to go and fight the power of darkness. So it's something that already has been overcome, and there are still some battles that we have to fight and win, even though the war is already over, the big one.
Well, you know, it just so happens to be that in the Our Father it says, keep us from temptation and deliver us from evil. And it's a daily prayer, because it says, give us this day our daily bread. So that's telling me we're going to have to fight darkness every day, which means we need to pray every day.
Absolutely. You know, I strongly believe in prayer every day. I believe in the daily bread. And, you know, Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, I believe it is. So we need to make sure, you know, to be connected to the heart of God on a constantly basis, and then through that connection, pray to Him. But even more
so, we have only a few minutes left.
Thank you, Andrea, for being on The Cure. It was very helpful to hear your serene testimony about healing power of God. More information on Andrea DiMeglio can be found on andreadimeglio.com. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Jane. It was so much fun talking to you. So sad it's already over, but God bless you.
Bless you, too. Let's finish with a prayer. I like that.
Yep.
A prayer for hearing from God. Dear Heavenly Father, Your word says we will seek You and find You when we seek You with all our heart. Jeremiah 29:13. We long to hear Your voice, Lord, but we know that in order to hear You, we need to spend time with You. Help us to desire Your presence more than anything else, more than answers, more than direction, more than blessings. Your presence is a gift, and we will show gratitude for that gift by making time to seek You in prayer each day. Whether it's for 5 minutes or an hour, we know You will meet us there. Father, forgive us for letting our life get so busy that I have forgotten to prioritize our time together. Thank You for the second chance. Thank You also for reminding us of the danger of trying to face life's challenges in our own strength. Time in Your presence brings peace, comfort, and renewed hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you to our audio producer, Jasper, for being with us today, playing my songs, and making the show sound good. Thanks to Robbie Dillmore of Kingdom Pursuit and the Christian Car Guy for his continuing leadership, guidance, and his love for others dedicated in his radio shows and podcasts, which are truly informative, inspiring, and good to hear. This is Amy Cabo. You've been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, GodIsTheCure.com. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, and please rate it.
And happy Labor Day weekend, and thank you to our listeners for being with us and helping us reach 50,000 downloads of the podcast, God is Good, and you guys are amazing. Until next week, keep safe, keep the faith, don't lose hope. God is ever present, and as always, for we are no strangers to tough times where God has seen us through many trials before.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.